Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. If you're like most Christians, or even many non-Christians, you can say those words in your sleep. But familiarity is not the same thing as knowledge. And sometimes familiarity can keep us from knowing something as deeply as we should. If we want to know these familiar opening lines of the Lord's Prayer as deeply as we should, we need to keep in mind what Jesus is up to in the Sermon on the Mount, where the Lord's Prayer appears. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus again and again emphasizes to his disciples that God the Father, King of heaven and earth, is their Father, and he is calling on them to grow up into what it means to be sons and daughters of the Father. And of course, Jesus, the perfect Son, is not only our Savior, but also our example of what it means to be a son. In short, it means that we reflect the Father's loves, the Father's desires, the Father's character, and the Father's goals. If we do that, one of the first places it will show up is in our prayers. Conversely, what we pray is one of the best indicators of what our true loves are, and what our desires are, and our character, and our goals. And changing the way we pray and what we pray for is one of the best ways of changing our loves, our desires, our character, and our goals. And that is a big part of what Jesus is up to in the Lord's Prayer. The goal is not simply to give us some good things to pray for, but to transform us so that our prayers are offered by hearts that actually desire the good things we are praying for. And our first love, of course, is to be for God himself. And our first desire is to be that his name be hallowed by every living creature. And our first goal is to see that happen. And our first love, that first desire, and that first goal are what end up transforming us and transforming our character. When you think about it, who is a person but what they love, what they desire, what their goals are, and then that shapes their character. To accomplish all this, Jesus is putting his words in our mouths so that when we pray, we aren't the only ones saying amen. The Father is saying amen also. And this is what it really means to pray in Jesus' name.